Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some songs about the Golden State, we'll have some beautiful songs, songs to fulfill your heart's desire, we'll hear from a couple of sailors, and as they used to say on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, look that up in your funkin' wagnalls. Last week, September 9th, was Admission Day in California. California was admitted to the Union as the 31st state on September 9th, 1850. By that time, the California Gold Rush had already been going on for a couple of years, so it's no surprise that the nickname for the most populous state in the Union is the Golden State. As of the 2000 census, there were 33,871,648 people in California. The state flower is the California poppy, and no, it doesn't produce opium. The state bird of California is the California Valley quail. Sacramento is the state capital, and although it is centrally located, it's far from being the largest city in the state. So here to celebrate California's admission to the Union are some songs about California, beginning with Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders.
Thank you.
Some California songs to commemorate California's admission to the Union as the 31st state on September 9, 1850. We begin the show with Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, recorded right here close in Culver City, California, on February 3, 1930. California Swing was written by Earl Thompson, trumpeter in the band. And on drums and the scat vocal? That's right, Lionel Hampton. Good, you were listening last week. Next, it was George Olson and his music and A Sun-Kissed Cottage in California, written by George Olson and Louis Gress. A Sun-Kissed, K-I-S-T, like the oranges, Cottage in California, was from the musical comedy Kid Boots, written by Otto Harbach and J.P. McCarthy, which opened in New York on the last day of 1923. Kid Boots was also a 1926 film starring Clara Bow. And we just heard California Blues, Abe Lyman's California Ambassador Orchestra on July 30th, 1923, with Gus Arnheim on piano. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and streaming online on demand at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, September 9th, marked the debut in 1946 on the Mutual Broadcasting System of Heart's Desire, an audience participation giveaway contest program directed by Dave Grant and hosted by Ben Alexander. Ben Alexander is more well known as Sergeant Joe Friday's partner, Officer Frank Smith, on Dragnet from 1953 to 59. But here to commemorate Heart's Desire are some Heart songs, beginning with Carol Gibbons and His Boyfriends.
Thank you. shouldn't feel despair. Isn't it in good keeping while it's in your care? Take my heart, I'll never ask what you've done with it. Go on, have fun with it. Take it and leave it at ease.
Some heartfelt songs to commemorate the debut on September 9th, 1946, on the Mutual Broadcasting System of Heart's Desire. We began with Carol Gibbons and His Boyfriends with the vocal by Ann Lehner and that piano solo by Carol Gibbons on Give Me a Heart to Sing To from the film Frankie and Johnny and recorded December 12th, 1934. Then from September 23rd, 1936, it was the Hilton Band and Take My Heart. No, not the Jack Hilton Band, but Mrs. Jack Hilton and her band. Mrs. Jack Hilton was born Florence Parkinson in Blackpool, England, around 1894, and was the youngest of seven children. She made her stage debut at age seven at the Winter Gardens Theatre in Blackpool. In her teens, she adopted the stage name of Ennis Parks. She met Jack Hilton in 1913, and they were married the following year. She fronted a band in the mid-20s called the Metronomes Dance Orchestra, G-N-O-M-E-S, but poor health forced the group to disband. In 1932, she fronted a new band, which debuted at the Birmingham Hippodrome as Mrs. Jack Hilton and her boys. Mrs. Jack Hilton died on October 20th, 1957. And we just heard Billy Maron and his Commanders and Everything's in Rhythm with My Heart from December 13, 1935. The vocal was by the band's regular vocalist, Ken Crossley, who, before joining the Commanders, was a bricklayer. Billy Maron was born in Nottingham, England, in February of 1900. As a child, he studied the banjo, mandolin, piano, and later on, alto sax. His musical career began in the late 1920s when he joined Contry Tate's band. He did arranging for Alan Green's band and also played banjo, piano, alto sax, and performed vocals. He formed his Commanders in 1931 and in 1933 opened his own recording studio and booking agency. Everything's in Rhythm with My Heart is from a 9-inch Crown record manufactured by the Crystallate Company and sold at Woolworth's. Mrs. Jack Hilton's band was also featured on Crown Records. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
On your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request or a comment about the show? You can send either by email to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, September 10th, marked the debut in 1935 on NBC Radio of Popeye the Sailor. The program was based on the comic strip written by Elsie Chrysler Seeger and was sponsored by the hot breakfast cereal Wheatina. Popeye was played by Det Poppin and Floyd Buckley, and the voice of Olive Oil was provided by Olive Lemoy and Mae Questel, who was, of course, also the cartoon voice of Betty Boop. Charles Lawrence gave voice to the hamburger-devouring Wimpy, and the announcer was Kelvin Keach. Music was provided by Victor Irwin's Cartoonland Band. So here to celebrate the debut of Popeye the Sailor are some songs about sailors, starting off with Billy Costello.
Oh, olive oil, olive oil.
Here I am, Popeye.
Was me spinach.
My, oh, my, Popeye, but you're eating too much spinach.
Well, blow me down.
Is that right, Popeye? Eat all this spinach to make those big muscles?
Nah, tain't so. I am what I am on account of I eats me spinach. Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailorman. Popeye the Sailorman. Now I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailorman. Now I'm what a kazookas, what hates all palookas, what ain't on the ox, and swear. Boy, I biffs them and buffs them, and always outruffs them, but none of them gets nowhere. Now if anyone dares to risk my fist, it's buff and it's wham, understand? So keep good behavior, it's your one lifesaver with Popeye the Sailor Man. Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Boy, I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. by Popeye the Sailor Man. Boy, I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Steer by that North Star, look out for the moon. Sailor, beware, beware, beware of your heart. One night of moonlight can start a typhoon. Sailor, beware, beware, beware of your heart. Control that emotion, whatever you do. Somebody lies over the ocean and lies in wait for you. Love can't be found with a compass or charm, so be smart. Sailor, beware, be careful and watch your heart. See the world across that old Pacific where the gals are. Oh, terrific if you like some Oriental. See the world across that old Atlantic where the gals are. So romantic if you like some Continental. Go east, young man, go west, young man, but don't go sentimental. Oh, steer by that North Star, look out for the moon. You got to look out, sailor, look out, beware of your heart. You know that one night of moonlight can start a typhoon. Oh, sailor, beware, beware, beware of your heart. Control that emotion, whatever you do. Somebody lies over the ocean and lies in wait for you. Love can't be found with a compass or chart, so be smart. Sailor, beware, be careful and watch your heart. Whatever you do, somebody lies over the ocean and she lies in wait for you. Love can be found with a compass or chart, so be smart. Sailor, be careful, beware, and watch your heart.
I croak, I fight and swear and drink and smoke, but I can't swim a bloody stroke, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Bye.
before I brushed into doll, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I'll rear and tear and rant and roar, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I'll spin you yarns and tell you lies, I'll drink your wine and eat your pies, I'll kiss your cheeks and black your eyes, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Some sailor songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the debut on September 10th, 1935 on NBC Radio of Popeye the Sailor. We started off with Billy Costello, who provided the first cartoon voice for Popeye and Popeye the Sailor Man from April 27th, 1935. Costello also recorded under the pseudonym of Red Pepper Sam. Then, from the film Anything Goes, it was Sailor Beware, written by Leo Robin and Richard Whiting. Bing, backed by Georgie Stoll and his orchestra in 1935. And we finished up with one of several versions of Barnacle Bill the Sailor, this one by Joel Shaw and his orchestra, actually the Gene Cardos Band. Joel Shaw and his orchestra was the Cardos Band's pseudonym for recordings on the Crown label. Not the Crystalate Crown Records from England that we heard in the last set, but the American Crown budget label, whose claim to fame was offering two hits for two bits. Joel Shaw was the pianist in the Cardos Band. The vocalist was Dick Robertson, who sang the parts of both the Fair Maiden and Barnacle Bill. And if you were listening closely, you caught Dick's little flub where he says, "Hurry before I brust in the door." Apparently he couldn't make up his mind whether he was going to say break in the door or bust in the door, and it came out as brust. Barnacle Bill the Sailor was written and recorded in 1928 by Frank Luther and Carson Robison, and was also recorded in 1930 by Hoagy Carmichael. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon, and on demand, streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, September 10th, in 1955, Burt Parks began his 25-year career as host of the Miss America pageant on NBC. A tradition of the show for Parks was to sing "There She Is, Miss America" to the newly crowned winner. The song was written by Bernie Wayne, and the first Miss America Parks sang it to was Sharon K. Ritchie. I just happen to have a recording of "There She Is, Miss America." No, don't reach for that dial. Don't worry, I'm not going to play it. I will, however, play a trio of beauty songs. Last week I played a set of beauty songs to commemorate the first Miss America pageant, and one of them was Maurice Chevalier singing "Hello Beautiful." Well, here's "Hello Beautiful" again, sung this time by the crooning troubadour.
Look at those blue eyes. Wonder what those eyes refuse me. Oh, joy, look at those lips. Look at that sweet smile. Pardon and just please excuse me. Hello, beautiful. How'd you get so beautiful? How'd you get that sunshine in your smile? Tell me, beautiful, where you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while? When you're near, what joy and cheer you're bringing. Can you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful. How can you be dutiful and still be mother's angel child?
And our little romance was someone she knew. Her lips too divine were not meant for mine. The night seemed to laugh at us two. How did I know she was lovely? There wasn't a moonbeam aglow. How would I know there's a heaven unless my heart told me so? A beautiful lady in blue, and strange as it may sound to you, a lifetime was spent in one little moment with a beautiful lady in blue.
Some songs about beautiful ladies to commemorate Burt Park's 25-year career as host of the Miss America pageant. We just heard the very sweet band of Jan Garber and his orchestra, who were very busy in the mid-30s. A Beautiful Lady in Blue was one of eight sides the band recorded on December 16, 1935. Lou Palmer was the vocalist. A Beautiful Lady in Blue was preceded by Charlie Strait's Rendezvous Orchestra from a Paramount 78 recorded in September of 1923 and Bathing Beauty Blues. And we started off with Hello Beautiful, written by Walter Donaldson, and which we heard last week sung by Maurice Chevalier. This week it was sung by the crooning troubadour, that's right, Nick Lucas, from 1931. The name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, doing my part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 10th, marked the birth in 1839 in Clifton, Ohio, of lexicographer and publisher Isaac Kaufman Funk, the Funk of Funk and Wagnall's Dictionary. He started out as a Lutheran minister, but after 9 years, he started a business in New York publishing materials for ministers. In 1877, A.W. Wagnalls joined the company, and they widened its scope to include reference works, including the Standard Dictionary of the English Language, which Funk planned, supervised, edited, and published in 1893. Isaac Funk died on April 4, 1912. So here to celebrate Isaac Funk's birthday and his Standard Dictionary are some songs about words, beginning with Bernie Cummins.
Thank you. I have you, at least I have something to live. Oh, I rub my eyes just to see, dear, if dreams are not fooling me, dear. Wish I could say what I'm thinking today. Worst day'd express so much happiness.
We just heard Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends for the second time this evening in a medley of songs from the big broadcast of 1938. Mama, That Moon Is Here Again, The Waltz Lives On, and You Took the Words Right Out of My Heart. That was recorded January 26, 1938. Before Carol Gibbons, it was McKinney's Cotton Pickers from January 31, 1930, and Words Can't Express the Way I Feel. And Bernie Cummins and his orchestra started the set with Words from a Jeanette 78 recorded September 19, 1924. And we have time for just one more. Luis Russell and his orchestra with Chick Bullock on the vocal from August 28, 1931, and Say the Word.
Say All I need is you to say the word. Say the word, and love will provide the way. So I plead with you to say the word. Why must I go on, never knowing whether we're getting together or not? Now I ask you, wouldn't it be nicer to answer aye, sir, aye, why? There's a word that must give the bride away. Yes, indeed, you just say the word.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.